This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday made Donald Trump the first U.S. president ever to be impeached twice, formally charging him with inciting an insurrection in a vote held a week after a violent mob of his supporters besieged the Capitol. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The 45th president is now the first impeached twice.
The ayes are 232. The nays are 197.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats had charged him with incitement of insurrection for last week's Capitol riot, labeling him a clear and present danger over his final days in office.
I ask you to search your souls.
10 Republicans voted against the president, but others, like number two GOP leader Steve Scalise, argued impeachment would only hurt an already divided America.
We need to be focused on toning down the rhetoric.
The president issued a statement during the debate saying much the same. The soonest a Senate trial would start is Tuesday, a day before Joe Biden is due to replace the president. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell is not ruling out voting to convict the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
After last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol, Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser says she is asking people to attend next week's inauguration virtually rather than coming to the mall in person.
And we know that is the right choice and the best way to keep everyone safe.
The mayor says the city has also discussed with the U.S. Department of Interior the cancellation of public gathering permits in the days before and after the event. Those discussions are ongoing. Last week's mob attack on the Capitol starkly highlighted a long-standing local security paradox. The District of Columbia government lacks authority over much of the area within its borders.